بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as far as reciting portions of the Quran al-Kareem before going to bed are concerned. To recite Surah Sajdah before sleeping. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not go to bed before reciting Surah Sajdah and Surah Mulk. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited Surah Sajdah every night. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam commanded me not to sleep before reciting Surah Hamim as-Sajdah and Surah Mulk. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is a surah in the Quran containing 30 verses which intercedes on behalf of the one who recites it until he is forgiven. It is Surah Tabarakal Ladhi biyadihi al-Mulk. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared it to be a surah which protects the reciter from the punishment of the qabr. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that it was commonly known as al-mani'a during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which means a surah which protects one from the chastisement of the grave. Sayyiduna Khalid ibn Ma'dan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that this surah argues on behalf of the reciter whilst he is in the grave. It says to Allah, I am a portion of your book, either accept my intercession on behalf of the person who read me or obliterate me from your book. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a particular sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pitched his tent at a spot not knowing that there was a grave directly beneath it. He suddenly heard the sound of Surah Mulk from within. He informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this surah protects one from the chastisement of Allah Ta'ala and grants deliverance to a person. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.